Thanks for listening to 88.3 FM WAER on NPR One. Officials with the Army Corps of Engineers say they're working diligently to finalize the permit decision for the Owasco Flats Restoration Plan. WAER's Scott Willis reports the project will help reduce algae blooms on Owasco Lake that threaten drinking water and recreation.
The update comes after Senator Chuck Schumer paid a visit to Owasco Lake last week to push the project forward. It's been 6 years in the making, slowly going through a series of state and local approvals.
And the last hurdle to get this done is not state, is not local, it's federal. It's the Army Corps of Engineers. All that's needed before the project can go out to bid is permits from the Corps, wetlands permits.
The plan is to come up with a permit decision this week and finalize it. Yes, that's correct.
Steve Mativier is chief of the New York application section for the Army Corps in Buffalo, which oversees all of upstate. He says they had been waiting for a water quality certification from the state before they moved forward with their authorization. The project has been a priority since the state permits were issued in mid-July. Mativier says their permit basically allows entry to the protected wetlands.
They're putting in an access road through wetlands. Some of the basins that they're going to be constructing will be partially in wetlands, and so there'll be mechanized land clearing and grading in those areas.
He says the idea is to excavate some of the wetlands around the Owasco Inlet.
It just simply doesn't flood as much as it would outside of the channel. One of the things that riparian wetlands do is allow when the water to come up and to kind of dissipate over the banks there. Currently, the water doesn't get out of the channel as much as it could and allow the wetlands and storm basins to kind of do their thing is with respect to reducing phosphorus and nitrogen.
Nutrients which are causing algae blooms in Owasco Lake. Mativier says the Army Corps won't be doing any of the work on this project, so it's unclear when work might begin. Senator Schumer seemed to indicate bidding could go out soon in hopes of getting the project done before the end of the year. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.